The first thing that a Torah true Jew, an authentic Torah true Judaism Jew needs to know is that we were given two Torahs at Har Sinai. We were given Torah Shmichsav and Torah Shbalpeh. And in fact, the first of your Mekoros, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadi, Perek Chelek, which is all of the difficult Agarata in Masechet Sanhedrin, one of the harder Prakim in Shas, tells us, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek li'olam haba, and then goes on a whole list of Ve'ilu ein lahem chelek li'olam haba, and lists those that don't believe in Torah min Hashamayim. Those who don't believe in Torah min Hashamayim, this is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi, don't have a chelek in olam haba. The shortage of Mekoros, Baruch Hashem, it's actually a good thing we can share for this week. Belief in Torah min Hashamayim means believing that when Hashem gave us, when Hashem gave Moshe, and then Moshe gave it to us, and we'll discuss that today in the transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh Part 1. When Hashem gave Moshe, Avi, you need a sheet? When Hashem gave Moshe the Torah to give Pnei Yisrael, we were given both Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So much so, not only that, Ranan, but so much so that even the Torah, that even in the Torah Shebichsav, I don't have it in front of me because we gave it out to all of you, but the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, which you have in front of you, many of you have in front of you, tells us in the Pasuk, even in Torah Shebichsav, there's a hint to Torah Shebaal Peh. So if you deny Torah Shebaal Peh, you're considered to be an untrue, an unauthentic, true Jew. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas Kisisa, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe at the end in Shvi of Kisisa, Ksav lecha es hadvarim ha'ele, ki al pi hadvarim ha'ele, karati et chavris ve'es Yisrael. Ki al pi, Chaim is a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh. In Torah Shebichsav is a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh. So this year will also give you the tools and the foundations to refute those who would say, oh, there's only something called the written Torah. There's only something called the oral Torah, which usually people don't say. People usually say the first thing. There's only something called the written Torah. And in Torah Shebichsav, we have a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh. It then goes on to tell us that Hashem was with Moshe, that Moshe was with Hashem. Hashem was with Moshe also for 40 days and 40 nights. He didn't eat or drink anything. And he spent time writing the Aseres HaDibros on the two Luchos, on the Shnei Luchos HaBris. Comes the Mishnah in Erevin, comes the Gemara in Erevin, but explains the Mishnah. The Gemara in Erevin, some of you have in front of you, in the next of the Mekoros, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet on the base, 54b, tells us, Ketzad Seder HaMishnah, after a whole year of giving this, I've been giving this for many years, but the first time I ever gave this here, I think it was in room 5, so somebody came over to me and said, Rabbi, what were the Svarim that you used to put together this year? The Svarim are Shas. I mean, there are other Svarim that go together with it, and some historical Svarim that you use, but you really need to see, and you'll see even in the first week alone, that the Mekoros that we're quoting are not fancy. We're giving you everything. We're giving you Mimekora from the original sources, and the Gemara in Erevin is no exception. Ketzad Seder HaMishnah. How was Torah Shebaal Peh given over? Torah Shebichsav, but really Torah Shebaal Peh. So the Gemara tells us in Erevin that Moshe entered the Ohel Moed, and Aaron followed him. And just to stop for a second, in the Pasuk I mentioned before in Kisisa, it's quoted in the Gemara in Gittin, which maybe you had in front of you. The Gemara in Gittin on Dasamach quotes that Pasuk of, you see from here that you cannot have one without the other. The Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh would be a closed book. We're going to go into examples be'iyun in future weeks, in 2 weeks from now, in 3 weeks from now, and going forward, also in Chorev Zman, of examples of how Torah Shebichsav without Torah Shebaal Peh is a closed book. Many of you have heard of Ayin Tachas Ayin. So those drashos in the 8th Perek Bava Kamma and Perek HaChovel is exactly that. With Ayin Tachas Ayin, not to be taken literally. It's a reference to Mammon. So all of these things, if you take it literally, join us. If you take it literally, and take one also, give this to Ellie. If you take it literally, you're denying Torah Shebaal Peh. Moshe, back to the Gemara in Erevin. Ketzad Seder HaMishnah. Moshe enters the Ohel Moed and Aaron follows him. Hashem gives a mitzvah to Moshe. We'll explain what that mitzvah is in a second. And Aaron hears it from Moshe. The two sources, by the way, that list all of this are the Gemara and Erevin that we're quoting now, and the Rambam in his introduction, in his Hakdama, the Perish of Mishnayos, lists the concepts of Torah Shebaal Peh, and lists the beginning of, the beginnings of the transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh. So Hashem gives a mitzvah to Moshe. Aaron hears it from Moshe. Moshe explains the mitzvah to Aaron. Aaron leaves his presence. You can follow, those with the Makoros can follow along a little bit in the Gemara and Erevin. Aaron leaves his presence and returns to sit to Moshe's right, to Moshe's right hand side in the Ohel Moed. Then Elazar and Itamar enter, and Moshe tells them exactly what he told Aaron. They step away and return with one of them sitting to Moshe's left. So now Moshe's flanked with Aaron on his right, and Elazar and Itamar on his left. And the other sits to Aaron's right. Then the Shivim Zakenim, the 70 sages, the 70 Zakenim, referenced in Parshas Va'aloscha, Esfali, Shivim Ish, Mizikne Yisrael. Then the 70 Zakenim enter, and Moshe teaches them the exact same way he taught Aaron. Uvanav. Aaron and his sons. Finally, all of Klal Yisrael, as many as can fit, all of Klal Yisrael enter, and Moshe teaches them exactly as he taught the other groups. They would write what they heard in what we call Sifrei Torah, in Torah scrolls, on Klaf. They would write the mitzvos on scrolls until they were able to give it over from one generation to another, spanning years, 25, 30 years at a time, from one generation to the other. What was that mitzvah? We could stop for questions at different times of the year. If anybody has questions, so far so good. What was that mitzvah, the famous mitzvah that Moshe gave to Klal Yisrael? So people erroneously think that it was the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, Kiddush HaChodesh, HaChodesh HaZelachem, Parshas Bo. And the Rambam, the next source, which I don't know if you have in front of you, but the Rambam in his introduction and his Hakdama to Perish of Mishnayos tells us it was none other than the mitzvah of Sukkah. And I've always wondered, and people have asked in past years, in 5,000 years of Torah history, in this year, why was it the mitzvah of Sukkah? Why couldn't it have been, Owen, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Why couldn't it have been another mitzvah? It should have been the first mitzvah, Parshas Bo. With the first mitzvah of Parshas Bo, it should have been the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Why was it the mitzvah of Sukkah? So nothing wrong with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh per se, but the reason why, I'd like to suggest, the reason why, and I think I might have seen this somewhere, I just forget where, it was the mitzvah of Sukkah out of all mitzvos, is because the best way to teach something is to have as many details possible and to see if you can teach a very detailed mitzvah in a very clear fashion. Not only that, Yonah, not only that, but in addition, answer number two, so the fact that Sukkah is a very detailed mitzvah. Answer number two, that we can suggest the second approach, is that it was something that the Torah references, not the only time the Torah says this in Chamisha Chomshei Torah, but it was something that the Torah tells us, Laman Yedu Doroseichem. It was something that was Ledoros. And there is a significance in the difference between something that's for the moment, something that's l'sha'ah, as the Rambam calls it in his Sefer HaMitzvos, and something that's l'doros. Something that's l'doros is something that Moshe Rabbeinu knew, not only that it's l'doros, that it will last for generations, but something that can be taught to one person, and then that one person teaches the next generation, meaning he knows the mitzvah is going to last for generations, but he has to facilitate that happening. He has to set it up so that he's telling his son, or in this case his nephew or nephews, and then they teach the next generation. They'll take care of teaching the next generations. But the mitzvah itself, conceptually, is a mitzvah that's l'doros. So those are just two suggestions, two approaches as to why it was the mitzvah of Sukkah. A very detailed mitzvah l'doros. And the third suggestion, take it or leave it, is the fact that it was one of the Shal Shregalim. And the best way to unite the Jewish people, no pun intended, but Kiva Sukkos Oshati Esbnei Yisrael, that the Gemara in two places in Shas tells us, Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Leshe B'Sukkah Achas, that Kol HaEzrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos, rather, so Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Leishiv Sukkah Achaz. Sukkah is a unifying mitzvah. And there's a lot to say on that topic alone, but Sukkah is a unifying mitzvah. The best way to bring Klal Yisrael together and to transmit Torah Shebaal Peh, our first topic, transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh, is to teach a unifying mitzvah. Not a mitzvah that's, there's no mitzvah that's alienating, but not a mitzvah that doesn't necessarily, doesn't by definition unify. Sukkah, by definition, unifies all of Klal Yisrael. And he tells them, and he sits there and he tells them, the first mitzvah given as an example of the transmission of Torah Shebaal Peh is, as we mentioned, Sukkah. The two parts of Sukkah, Binyan Sukkah, the construction of the Sukkah, building the Sukkah, and Yeshiva B'Sukkah, for 7 days. Basukos Teishvu Shivas Yamim, the Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, in Parachav Gimel of Sefer Vayikra, in the Parshas HaMoados, that it's a mitzvah Saseh Shazman Grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah, it only applies to men. Women can volunteer, as opposed to other mitzvos where women are discouraged. In halacha, in halacha commentaries, they're discouraged from doing mitzvos, but it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama, it's time bound. Also, another detail, right? There are two parts to the fact that sukkah is very detailed. One, Asher, is the fact that it's the actual construction is very detailed. And the second is that the Gavra HaMechayev, the person who's Chayev, is also something that's a little detailed. It's not so straightforward. It's not just that it's open to everybody. I mean, it's open to everybody. People can volunteer. But the people who are Chayev is not extended to women. It's a mitzvah Seish Hazman Groma, as we mentioned. And there's a concept of Mitztayer Pater Min HaSukkah. If they were sitting in a sukkah that's as hot as this room, and hopefully we'll fix it, it would be mitztayer, pater min hasukkah, somebody who is experiencing some level of discomfort, of pain, is exempt from sukkah, and holchei drachim are peturim min hasukkah. This is all, these are all the gemaras in the second parak hayashen, the second parak of Masech HaSukkah. The mitzvah was further broken down, speaking of a mitzvah that's detailed, the mitzvah was further broken down to define what constitutes kasher schach. Al shem haschach nikra sukkah. The fact that the mitzvah of sukkah is nikra al shem haschach, the fact that it's also detailed, it's not just the defanos, it's not just the walls, but it's also the schach. And what about noi sukkah, hanging decorations? And what about if the sukkah, what about if those decorations fall? What about yiridas geshamim? You live in climates where, you live in areas where it rains on sukkah. So many details. But he was really just instructing the way the Rambam details in his Perush Mishnayos, in his Hakdamah Perush Mishnayos. Moshe Rabbeinu was taking one thing at a time, first dealing with Binyan Sukkah and then with the mitzvah of Yeshiva B'Sukkah. What constitutes Kasher Schach? Only for material that grows from the Goren V'Yekev, from the ground, then proceeds to explain that you must do everything in the Sukkah. Eat, drink, and sleep in the Sukkah. Then goes into further detail of Binyan Sukkah, Defanos. The Sukkah walls may be made of anything, but there's a certain width. It has to be a width of 7x7, right? 7x7 tvachim, and the height of at least 10 tvachim. And there are details of, we're not going to spoil it for now, but in a couple of weeks, halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, our first, you have the sheer year schedule in front of you. When we get to the concepts, that's how we'll begin. The halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And he proceeds to explain all of the details of sukkah. Then, Moshe then lets everybody know that at the end of his life, the end of his life is near, and at the end of his life, anyone who hasn't yet heard or forgot mitzvos that were mentioned earlier should come to him now. Where do we see this? I could, God forbid, be making this up. So everything I say in all of my shiurim are always supported by Mekoros. You can't just say things. People who say chidushim, I'm very pro chidushim. People who say chidushim, they come from somewhere. Those are people who have learned for many years. Those are people who are basing things on mekoros, halacha mi mekora, gemara mi mekora, something. You can't just say something. So it's obviously it's based on something. So this is based on the pasuk in Parshas Devarim. At the beginning of Sefer Devarim, we're told that Moshe begins a 36-day Musar Shmuz. That's exactly what it is. It's his 36-day speech before So he tells us in Dvarim Perak Aleph, this is Sefer Dvarim, Parshas Dvarim, Ho'il Moshe Be'eris HaTorah Azos Leimor. Moshe explains the Torah. And the Gemara in Sota, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, get this down. The Gemara in Sota, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, if you didn't bring a laptop or a notebook, so Eitza Tova Kamash Malon for next week and for future weeks, Mir Tashem. The Gemara in Sota, on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis, tells us, this is in the seventh parak, parak Elu Nemarin, which is packed with great sugyas, sugyas of Birkas Kohanim, great agarta, mitzvos that must be said b'lashon hakodesh, mitzvos that can be said b'chol lashon. We should know where things are in Shas, and that's exactly what you're going to get in addition to the chomer, the content in this year. You're going to get that as a mission, in at least my shiurim, hopefully another shiurim also. The Gemara in Sota Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis tells us that Moshe explained the Torah as it was written on avanim, on stones. The last weeks of his life, from Rosh Chodesh Shvat to Zion Adar, when he passed away, was Klal Yisrael's last time to learn. And that's what he tells them. That's why and what he tells them. Ho'il Moshe Be'er's HaTorah Azos Le'mor. And he continues in next week's Parsha, in Parsha's Kisavo, writing down those things on stones. It was their last time to learn. And he tells them, if you haven't heard the mitzvos or if you've forgotten them, come now. The room was packed. It was standing room only. It was the ultimate shir klali. Right before his death, they write not one, but 13 Sifrei Torah. From the Beis of Bereishis, we have a tradition that they wrote 13 Sifrei Torah from the Beis of Bereishis to the Lamed of La'enei Kol Yisrael. And they write down 13 Sifrei Torah. The 13th, the last of the Sifrei Torah, they gave to the Levium, as it says, the Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, Sefer Dvarim Perek Lamed Aleph, tells us, Lakoach es Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, which ultimately led, again, Lakoach es Sefer HaTorah Hazeh, take the Sefer Torah, which ultimately led to Moshe's death on Zion Adar. Moshe transmitted the Torah to Yoshua, and what Yoshua received from Moshe was never subject to machlokes. The future weeks that we're going to involve ourselves in, the first few, in the first half of the concepts, the first few weeks, are concepts and ideas that were never subject to machlokes. We'll repeat it when we get to this next week is part two, but when we get to Halacha L'Mos V'Sinai in 2 weeks in Mir Tashem, and Perish Makubu V'Sinai, we have 4 weeks in Elulzman. There are 4 Mondays in Elulzman, because Erev Rosh Hashanah is a Monday, so we have 4 instead of 5. But Perish Makubu V'Sinai is also one of the leading concepts, one of the 7 major concepts of Torah Sheba'al Peh, and those are at least those two. There are other details within them that are also not subject to machlokes. People always ask, what are the things that are subject to machlokes? What are the things that when I come down to the Beis Medrash in the afternoon Seder, I enter in morning Seder or night Seder, what are things that are subject to machlokes? So those are all the things, we'll just mention it again without going into it because that's a shir in its own right, literally. Drashos in the 13 Midos, Tehachon Drashos planet towards the beginning of Chorev Zman, in the early weeks of Chorev Zman. So those are things that, those are the bios and the Habayos and Ibayos of Abaye Varava. Those are the questions and answers in the back and forth, the Shaklatari of the Gemara. But the concepts, Isaac, of Halacha L'Mos V'Sinai, Perish Makul V'Sinai, and the Taryag Mitzvos, the list might be a little different, but the fact that there are Taryag Mitzvos, Shenemru L'Moshe V'Sinai, those are indisputable. Those are indisputable facts. And the same way that we brought you a Makor to prove it, the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, sorry, and the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Samech, I'll say again if I didn't say it at the beginning, or if I mentioned it very quickly, so we'll say it, that Ksav Lecha is Hadvarim Ha'ila, Ki Al-Pi Hadvarim Ha'ila, Karati Et Chavris V'Yes Yisrael, is a reference to, is a makor, black on white in the Torah, in Shvi of Parshas Kisisa, that cannot be disputed, Chevra, that cannot be disputed, that in the Torah Shvichsav is a reference to Torah Sheba'al Peh. So the same thing also. When he's giving them this, and that's the $1 million question. That's the $64,000 question. When Moshe came down from Har Sinai, was he holding a Maseches Psachim? Arvei Psachim Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam HaShetechshach? Was he holding a Maseches Machlos? Maseches Machlos Ketzad Ha'inim Nasim Zomamin? So he wasn't holding, the assumption is that he wasn't holding a Maseches Makos. He wasn't holding a Maseches Yuma or Yoma. But he was holding the concepts. He had in his mind in his hands, ki'ilu, I mean, he had hands, he was a human being, but he had the concepts. He wasn't holding a shas, but he was holding the concepts of halacha l'moshe misinai, perush hamakubal misinai. You see the words in front of you. Drashos, even dinim d'rabanan, which we'll come back to, the pasuk that we read in last week's parsha of lo sasur min adavar asher yagidu l'chayim minu small, the power of the chachamim, the power of chazal, rabbinic authority, that is something that Moshe Rabbeinu received. Aye, but there wasn't Rabbi Gamliel in the chachamim yet. That only came later. Foundations of machlokes in the later part of Chorev Zman, coming attractions, all exciting stuff. The Chachamim didn't exist as an entity yet, didn't exist as a group yet. But yet, the idea of Torah Shebaal Peh, the concepts that the Chachamim were going to issue and give over and transmit to Klal Yisrael were in Moshe's mind and were in Klal Yisrael's minds and hearts. And that's something that's very important to know. The fact that we read these psukim over and over, it could be that if we're only doing Shnayim Mikra, I've told a couple of you already, when we put together, you know, schedules, and it's an open offer to all of you to put together schedules if you haven't. If you haven't done so yet, I'm happy to help. The idea is that, yeah, Shnayim Mikra can go in one ear and out the other, but if you go through the psukim, the concepts, the themes of Torah Shebichsav, you'll see that in the psukim themselves, like we just quoted, Ho'il Moshe be'eres haTorah azos le'mor, lakoach esefer haTorah azos v'samtom ba'aron, esfali shivim ish mizignei Yisrael, Moshe kibol Torah misinai u'misor li'Yoshua, says the Mishnah in Avos, or what they ended up calling later, Pirkei Avos, u'misor li'Yoshua, Yoshua l'zekenim, zekenim l'vim, nevim l'anshek nesagdola, heiman rushol shadvarim, and we read it over and over, and we don't realize that even in the opening words of the Mishnah in Avos, you're talking about groups of people who change the way that Torah is learnt, l'dore doros. So we quoted the pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, and we mentioned that what Moshe gave to Yoshua was not subject to machlokes, and what Yoshua, we said what Yoshua received from Moshe was never subject to machlokes. Comes Rabbeinu Yonah next, and Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, I don't know if you have it in front of you, for those with the Makoros, so get this down, Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, get this down anyway, but Rabbeinu Yonah tells us that Torah Shebichsav, without Torah Shebaal Peh, would be a closed book. It would not be explainable. The example given, I mentioned this earlier, but I'll repeat it again about the closed book. But the example, which I have not given yet, is the Isser of stealing, the Isser of theft. Lo sigzol, there's lo signov also. Gneva gzela, learn bavakama, learn perak hakones in particular, learn meruba, you'll see the difference between gneva gzela, kefil, and dalad vehei. But the Isser of lo sigzol, that includes many principles within the Zikin that are not explained in Torah Shebichsav. The second example given is the pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. Ki yipalei mimcha davar la'mishpat, you might have it in front of you, and if not, it's in a future week, because it comes up in a different context in one of our shiurim. Ki yipalei mimcha davar la'mishpat, vein dam l'dam, vein din l'din, vein nega l'nega, divrei rivos b'sharecha, v'kamto v'alisa l'makom, asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha bo, right above Eli's right shoulder. V'kamto v'alisa l'makom, asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha bo. Without exaggeration, and I'm proud to say, my first Shabbos after making Aliyah in August 08, I decided, and I did it for most of the year until it just tired me out and I fell apart and it ruined my Shabbos afternoon. But it was good until it stopped. It was good while it lasted. It was amazing. Where when I was finishing Smicha in the Gerus Kolel, I would go every Shabbos morning, wake up super early, and walk in from Beit Vegan to Rav Nevitzel Shlita's Vasikin Minyan. And I remember the first Shabbos, August 08, the first Shabbos, you can't make this up, was Parsha Shoftim. And I was walking up the steps from Amila and thinking of the words, V'kamta ve'alisa, ke'ilu. V'kamta ve'alisa, l'makom asher yivchar Hashem Elokecha bo. Very invigorating. But it tells us, bein dam l'dam, in that pasuk, bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, uvein nega l'nega. Three areas in halacha. This is the most important thing to get down if you're taking notes. Bein dam l'dam, bein din l'din, which is din emaminus, bein nega l'nega, is tumah v'tahara. Right? The area of Taros is Venega Lanega. Tazria Mitzora is also included in that. All Maros Damim, Hilchos Nida, and their Dinim, Hilchos Zav Vizava, the end of Parshas Mitzora, are included within Torah Shebaal Peh and are not explained in depth in Torah Shebichsav. In fact, not only Bein Dam Ledam is Isser Veheter, that's all of, and I want you to get this down, we'll go through each area. Bein Dam Ledam is the area of Isser Veheter. It doesn't only, Ranan, include Isser Veheter, does not only include things that are forbidden and things that are permissible, what we would call Yoredeya, right? The Dalet Chalkei Shulchan Aruch are broken up into different areas of Halacha, so Yoredeya Chelek Aleph is Maseches Chulin, Maseches Avodah Zarah, the areas of Isser Veheter, Simen Pei Vav, Simen Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes, etc. That's Isser Veheter, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Kashrus, Basar B'chalav, Ta'aruvos, Ta'aroves, different forbidden mixtures of Basar B'chalav, and how to deal with them, when they're batal, shishim, etc. Te'imas kvela, not for now. All of that, that's Bein Dam Ledam. But Bein Dam Ledam, Daniel, includes another area. And that is also Orachayim. Anything that can separate between things that are mutter and things that are usher. For that matter, Hilchos Shabbos is also Bein Dam Ledam. You don't see it in Bein Din Ledin. Bein Din Ledin is Choshen Mishpat. Is Dine Mamadus, is monetary matters, is Hilchos Dayanim setting up a court system, Maseches Sanhedrin, the area of Seder Nezikin, Sanhedrin, Mako, Shvuos, Bava Kama, Bava Metzia, Bava Basra, all three Bavas. But Bein Dam Ledam includes Maseches Brachos, even though it's a little interesting that Brachos, there's a reason why, but it's not for no reason, but it's still interesting that Brachos precedes all of the Matnos Aniyim in Seder Zrayim, that it's the first Masechta in Seder Zrayim. Maybe it should have been a Moed. For a lot of people, conceptually, it's a Moed. But Brachos is also part of Isser Veheter, making sure, Asur La'adam, She'ahana min ha'olam hazeh, b'li bracha. It's an Isser of Me'ilah, of misappropriating Hektish, of taking something that belongs to Hashem and putting it in your mouth without thanking and blessing Hashem. The Gemara in Brachos, Taf Lamed Hei Amad Aleph, the beginning of Parakeitz Mevarchin, Ala Peiros. Alperos ha'ilon omer brei priya eitz, alperos ha'aretz omer brei priya adama. And then at the bottom of the Amud Daf Lamed Hey, it tells us where we know, and there's a debate, the first year if you ever give, you ever learn bi'iyun, you ever learn Ketz Mavarchin bi'iyun, you'll see, it's the first, this is like classic Dam Ladam that doesn't appear as Isser Veheter. Classic Dam Ladam is Yoredeya Chelek Aleph. Chulin Avodah Zarah and Yanei Kashrus, right, meat and milk, separating meat and milk. But Asr La'adam, Lehanos Min Olam Hazeh, it's an Isser before it's a mitzvah, that's the Lamdus. Putting food in your mouth without making a bracha. Bein Din Ladin, we said, is Dinei Mamadus, setting up the court systems to judge properly. Uvei Nega Lanega, we mentioned before, are all of the Tumah V'Tahara. And their Dinim are included within Torah Shebaal Peh, but they're very complicated. The Gemara in Brachos, on Daf Hei, takes it a step further. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that even the Gemara, Shas Bavli, was transmitted to Moshe Rabbeinu. We asked the question before and answered it. Did Moshe Rabbeinu come down from Har Sinai with the Maseches Makos? Maseches Makos, did he come down with the Maseches Brachos, Maseches Shabbos, Erevin? You get the idea. So we say, no, he didn't come down with the actual Talmud, Ozvahadar, or Vilna. But he came down with the concepts. All the concepts he did come down with, because that's how he was able to transmit it. That's the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Hei, quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Kisisa, our second mention of Parshas Kisisa, where the Gemara tells us, this is at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, excuse me, where Nasa V'Nishma appears. There's a common misconception for children when they're asked, where does Nasa V'Nishma appear? And people will say, Parshas Yisro. It does not. Nasa V'Nishma appears at the end of Parshas Mishpatim. We have to know Chumash. So at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it also says, that Nalachas V'Chos Ha'Even, V'HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, Asher Kasafti L'Horosam. And the Gemara at the top of Brachos Daf Amud Aleph, the top of the Amud tells us, Darshins, that each one is a different area of Torah, different limud, a different discipline within Torah. HaTorah, right? Torah zeh mikra, that's chumash. And nach, for that matter. HaMitzvah zu mishnah. Those are mishnayos, the backbone, the foundation of Gemara, of Shas Bavli. Asher kasavti, ksuvim, neviim and ksuvim. Elu neviim uksuvim, both neviim and ksuvim. Lahorosam, to teach them zeh Gemara. Melamed, we learn, you have in front of you, many of you have in front of you, Shekulam nitnu l'Moshe mi-Sinai. You cannot get clearer than that. They were all given to Moshe on Har Sinai. To take it a step further than even what the Gemara in Brachos takes a step further, Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a hint, I don't believe you have this in front of you, Rabbeinu Bechaya brings a hint to this from another pasuk in Chumash. We're going to learn a lot of Makoros this year, but we're going to become Bekiyan in Chamisha Chumshei Torah if we do only that. We'll do a lot more than that, but if we do only that. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Vezos HaBracha, Mimino Eish Das Lamo. Eish Das Lamo. The beginning of Parshas Vezos HaBracha, what's read on Simchas Torah, of course. And this is the pasuk in Sefer Dvarim at the end, Perek Lamed Gimel, pasuk Beis. Mimino Eish Das Lamo. Das Lamo are the letters Talmud. If you rearrange the letters, they're letters Talmud. From my right hand, my stronger hand, my more powerful hand, I received the Talmud. Again, not the actual Maseches Makos, not the actual Yuma or Bava Basra, but the concepts therein. In terms of the transmission of Torah Baal Peh, it continues. We explained Ketzat Seder HaMishnah, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalet, of course. We did that in depth. But going back to another, yet another pasuk in Chumash, a lot of Chumash every week. Pasuk tells us in Parshas Pinchas, the first smicha, the first example, fellas, of smicha. Pasuk tells us in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Chav Zayin, Psukim Tesvav to Chav Gimel, Parshas Pinchas, that Moshe transmits the Torah to Yoshua. Thanks. Moshe transmits the Torah to Yoshua. And there are a number of psukim. We just listed one. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Kach lechos Yoshua ben Nun, Ish asher ruach bo, v'samachta es yadcha alav. And he gives official smicha. Moshe transmits the Torah to Yoshua. And the question is, but I thought he transmitted the Torah to Aaron HaKohen. So there are no fewer than two answers to this question. We'll answer everything. Every week we'll try to answer everything. But I thought he transmitted the Torah to Aaron HaKohen. The first answer is that in every generation there's someone needed to serve as a Rosh. It's like Rosh Gadol, to worry and ensure the Torah is transmitted properly. True, the Torah was transmitted to Aaron, the 70 Zekanim, and all of Klal Yisrael. But Yoshua was appointed the head of the transmission. He ensured it would be preserved. And with that smicha, that's exactly what he did. That's the first answer. Yoshua was chosen. There needs to be someone who's a Rosh. The second answer is from the Me'iri. The Me'iri tells us, the Me'iri Asher tells us, that the Torah Shebichtav was given to Moshe, from Moshe to everyone, but the Torah Shebaal Peh was given directly to Yoshua. Yoshua was chosen specifically instead of Elazar or Pinchas. Why? The question is why? Maybe Elazar would be better, maybe Pinchas would be better. Why? Because he sacrificed more than them for Limud HaTorah. He sacrificed more than them for Limud HaTorah. How do we know that? Because the Pasuk, at the end of one of the longest Aliyahs in the Torah, not the longest, but one of, definitely the longest Sheni in the Torah. The Torah tells us in Kisisa, Shmos, Perek Lamed Gimel, U'misharso Kadma V'yazlo, U'misharso Yoshua bin Nun Na'ar, Lo Yamish Mitocha Ohel. Yoshua bin Nun Na'ar, we know for a fact, and we have a Gemara, that's the last of the Makoros on today's sheet, that Yoshua was anything but a Na'ar. We call a Na'ar a lad, L-A-D, we also call him, you know, a youth, a boy, a child. Yoshua, the Gemara in Zvachim, which many of you have in front of you, proves through different math, biblical math, that Yoshua was no younger than 56 years old at the time. Yoshua bin Nun Na'ar lo yamish mitocha oel, that's Hasmada. Hasmada's not learning 15 hours in a day. Hasmada is learning 60 minutes in an hour, and that's exactly what he did, sitting as a faithful servant and Talmud Mufak of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yoshua was 56 years old, but he both learned and transmitted the Torah as a faithful Talmud with the youthful energy and vibrancy of a Na'ar. And that's exactly what the Torah means, Eli. Yoshua bin Na'ar lo yamish mitocha ohel. Someone who's 56, they could fall asleep. They could get tired. They could, God forbid, get sick. No. He was there every day, day in and day out. He was the one chosen. He was the one chosen. And that's what it means. The same way that the Gemara in Chagiga and the Psukim at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, in the Toras Kohanim, in the Parshas HaKorbanos, tells us that smicha is really with an animal. Smichas HaKorbanos, putting your hand on an animal, leaning on an animal, it needed to be done with a human being. There's kachim, and then there's kachim. There's kachim, and then there's a faithful servant. A faithful servant to transmit the Torah. Someone who's 56, who has the youthful vibrancy of someone who's 10. And that's exactly what it means. We'll continue next week with part two, the Torah Shebaal Peh being given from Yoshua to the Zakenim. We'll try to get the AC going as well.